Your Voice in My Head by Emma Forrest, narrated by the author. Prologue. I was looking for weekend work, and though it was a Saturday job at a hairdresser's I was after, somewhere in my teenage mind I thought that Ophelia might need a handmaiden. So every day after school, before my mum got home, I would cycle to the Tate Gallery to visit Millais' muse. I didn't want a Saturday job at a hairdresser's, and bike riding wasn't my forte. But I was conscious that I was a 13-year-old, and 13-year-olds ride bikes for fun and wash hair for tip money. Later I would understand that disconnect. This is how and what I am supposed to want, and so I will try. Approaching the Tate, I knew what was coming. I could see Ophelia's Titian hair, her white body floating down the river, the flowers around her. Sometimes when I got there she was dead, other times she was still dying and could be saved by someone on the riverbank I'd never seen before. Someone Millais had sketched and then painted over, under the pigment, taking shallow breaths so as not to be seen, a man who'd let her act it out but who wouldn't let her drown. Though I'd never had sex, there were days when Ophelia seemed to be caught in a sexual act. Her arms reached above her, her mouth open beneath an invisible lover. A long time later, after I'd been in love, I knew that she could not let go of his post-coital scent, stronger than the smell of the flowers on the banks as she drifted by. The flowers beg her to stay in the moment. His scent keeps her locked in the past. Those afternoons, the Tate was populated by a combination of the brightly patterned elderly and young hip gallery patrons in black, the former keeping out of the rain.